Kamala Harris' running mate.
The veteran, hunter, and dad of two laid out how he and Harris would govern in the plain-spoken style that helped propel him to the top of her list.
When we Democrats talk about freedom, we mean the freedom to make a better life for yourself and the people that you love. Freedom to make your own health care decisions.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries took his turn on stage and compared former President Donald Trump to a bad ex-boyfriend.
Bro, we broke up with you for a reason.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance spoke to CBS's Nora O'Donnell after Walz's speech.
It's so bizarre, Nora, for Tim Walz to say that Donald Trump wants to deliver rising prices for the middle class. What I would have loved to hear from Tim Walz is, here is what Kamala Harris has already done to lower the price of housing or to lower the price of groceries.
He and Donald Trump will make a stop at the border in Arizona today. Two of Canada's largest freight rail carriers shut down this morning after workers were locked out over a contract dispute. Operations management expert Greg DeYoung expects the action to trigger supply chain issues here.
The most immediate concerns would be products like petroleum, also coal, and some consumer products, because they're really moved on a fairly quick basis without a lot of stock at the location.
Canada sends about 78% of all the goods it exports to the U.S. Robert Telus, the former Nevada politician accused of stabbing a reporter to death, took the stand in his own defense at his trial in Las Vegas.
Right now, I want to say unequivocally, I'm innocent. I didn't kill Mr. Gurman.
Jeff Gurman had written articles critical of Telus' conduct. Telus claims he was framed. How do you feel about all the high-tech stuff in cars today? WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
J.D. Power's Kathy Riss says their latest study shows drivers aren't into features like gesture controls and fingerprint recognition.
You know, if you're using fingerprint reader to start the vehicle, you can also just push, you know, the start button.
Drivers are also getting frustrated with the number of things they have to control using a screen instead of a button or knob.
Taylor Swift finally breaks her silence on the foiled terror plot that forced her to cancel concerts in Vienna 2 weeks ago. She issued a statement saying it filled her with tremendous guilt, but she'd rather grieve lost shows than lost lives. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Gateway and the Navy could be getting together. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Gateway Technical College is considering a $5 million renovation to expand its welding program in partnership with the U.S. Navy. Gateway officials say the project is in just the discussion phase. Racine leaders support revising water service agreements with Mount Pleasant. The Common Council voted this week to proceed with negotiations amid a dispute over lower job creation projections for the Foxconn project. Police in Kenosha County were concentrated near the Target shopping center after a report of a driver being shot at yesterday. Details are limited as the investigation continues. Kenosha's Kemper Center is experiencing leadership turnover. Five board members and the executive director have departed. The organization says they're searching for a new executive director right away. And Pleasant Prairie's Parks Department is replacing 30-year-old playground equipment at Prairie Springs Park. The project will feature new inclusive play structures and is expected to take about 3 weeks to complete. Yeah, and that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers' A.J. Dillon with a neck injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. He's one of the Packers' most popular players, running back A.J. Dillon, revealing he suffered another neck stinger in Denver last week. He dealt with one at the end of last season. As Dillon undergoes tests, does this open the door for second-year running back Emmanuel Wilson?
You know, just controlling what I can. It's up to them in the office if they're going to keep me or let me go. But, you know, I'm just controlling what I can.
The roster cut-down day next Tuesday after Saturday's final preseason game against the Ravens.
It's big. It's very big. Because you never know if this is my last time playing for them or what, so it's very big for me.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series in St. Louis after losing 10-6 last night in extra innings. Manager Pat Murphy asked why was he ejected after arguing with the home plate umpire.
The conversation on the field was balls and strikes in the neck.
Sure was.
Golf, Max Lyons the winner of the Wisconsin State Open in Minocqua. He finished the tournament at 16 under par. George Neisser finished second, two shots off the pace. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino.
Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today, 76 our high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
My favorite show actually follows cops every week. It's America's Most Wanted. Oh, my God. That is the most wanted people in America. I'm a huge fan. Do you watch that? They're asking for our help. You got to watch it. If you're a big fan, you know it was, what, 4 weeks ago? They had that guy on there going all around the country, robbing all those convenience stores, beating the hell out of the clerks. I was watching that. I'm on the road like 200 days a year. I figure, I got a shot at catching this punk, you know? And it was cool, too. A week after I see that episode, I pull into this convenience store. I'm getting out of my car. I see that same guy I saw in America's Most Wanted coming out. And I freak, right? My heart's pounding. I knew what I had to do. I ran over there. I tackled him. I'm hitting him. I'm holding him down. The police showed up. And they arrested me. Apparently, they use actors. For those reenactments on TV.
WRJN local news and timeless hits at 8:08 on your Thursday morning. Here's a fun fact for you. There's a town in Texas called Canadian. Their citizens there are called Canadians. There's about 2,500 people that live there, and you've been there before, sort of, in the movies. The closing scene from Tom Hanks' movie The Castaway, or just Castaway, was filmed there in Canadian, Texas. That's the scene where he's standing at the crossroads. Remember that? He's looking at all different directions. There are four directions to go in. That was filmed in Canadian, Texas. So there, you've kind of been there before. Sunshine today with a high near 74. Partly cloudy tonight, low 60. Sunny tomorrow. Partly sunny Saturday. Sunny on Sunday, too. And now it's sunny in 57 at Radio Park with the five stair steps. And
ooh, child, things are going to get easier. Child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you.
Let's live away.
Bentley, Bobby Hatfield, a.k.a. the Righteous Brothers. You've lost that love and feeling. 816 to WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here. Here's a hot new trend at weddings. Hire a tattoo artist so guests can have their arms or legs or whatever body parts inked at your reception. They're not free, though. You have to pay a set price of $60. And they weren't offering full sleeves, just simple outline tattoos. Some people think it's a cute idea. Others think it's weird, maybe unsanitary. And it would be awkward if none of your guests even wanted one. Either way, most seem to agree doing it early in the reception is the way to go. Don't have two tattoos available once people are drunk, because you know that never turns out right.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at B&L Office Furniture in Kenosha. Welcome back productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional ergonomic chairs, stationary and height adjustable desks, and workstations. Whether new or refurbished, their dedicated staff will ensure you find everything to create your ideal workspace. Go to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I got a new poll for you here. They found out you're not officially old until you turn 80. Remember when your grandparents were your age and you said, they're old, they're 60 years old, or they're 50 years old, they're old. Well, 60 is not considered old anymore. One reason is because we're there. We don't think we're old. Also, they say seniors are now acting younger. Now, I think that's wishful thinking. I actually think the older we get, the more they say, well, that's not too old. I remember when I was afraid to turn 40. And they said, that's going to be old. I'm not old.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
Give back it
hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other. Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not leaving.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it
hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard.
Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard. Hey, hey, hey,
chestnut brown canary, ruby throated sparrow. Sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the voices of the angel linger around the moonlight, asking me, say, she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? Lacy lilting
Crosby, Stills, Nash, no young at that point. He wasn't with him at that juncture in life. It's local news and timeless hits, WRGN. A couple of stories here for you. Got a parenting hack. Now, you'd think this would be obvious, but if you're going to toss your child in the air, check to see if you're under a ceiling fan first. 2,300 kids are treated at ERs each year for head injuries from parents or relatives tossing them in the air and having their heads hit the rotating ceiling fan. And a journalist found an escaped prison inmate while reporting on the same escaped prison inmate. Apparently, he was in a parking garage editing a segment on the story when he spotted the guy outside his news van. Now, it's only usually happens on TV or in the movies that something like that takes place. But here we are in real life, and guess what? It happened. Speaking about the news, it's 8:30. Let's do it now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. On stage at the United Center, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson praising the Biden-Harris administration for rebuilding a once prosperous black neighborhood in Milwaukee, literally split in two under so-called urban renewal policies of the 1960s.
People of color were displaced, homes destroyed, businesses shuttered, all for a quicker commute. Under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, we're bringing Bronzeville back.
Bipartisan infrastructure laws also paying to replace deadly lead pipes in older Milwaukee homes. Wisconsin taxpayers who qualify will be able to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. Taxpayers in 12 states in April saved millions in tax preparation fees. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A potential collaboration between Gateway Technical College and the U.S. Navy could lead to an expansion in Racine County. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the proposed $5.2 million renovation would double the welding lab's training capacity and offer free 16-week certificate programs in various technical fields. It would be to support a Navy submarine effort. The college's Board of Trustees is scheduled to vote on the proposal, with final approval still needed through the state and the feds. Kenosha's Kemper Center keeps having turnover at the top. The nonprofit organization managing Kenosha County's Kemper Center and Anderson Arts Center has had five board members leave, and the newly appointed executive director, Daniel Gashke, says he's departing as well. Gaskey, who also serves as vice chair of the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors, cites inability to function under new bylaws as the reason for his resignation. The new Kemper board chairman says they'll begin searching for a new executive director right away. And 30-year-old playground equipment is getting replaced in Kenosha County. The Pleasant Prairie Parks Department is set to begin work at Prairie Springs Park next week. The project, approved by the village board earlier this year, features a new inclusive play structure and a poured-in-place rubber surface to accommodate children of all ages and abilities. Construction is expected to take about 3 weeks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today, 76 our high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday. Partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
You know, if I go to Burger King, if I get an order of onion rings, there's always a couple of French fries mixed in there with them. Always. But if I get the French fries, there's never any onion rings mixed in there. Are they in the same pile or aren't they? You know, sometimes you go to McDonald's or Burger King, sometimes the people that work there, they're sharp and are on the ball. Other times you just gotta wonder, you know, you gotta wonder what that hiring interview was like. Please, come in, sit down. Can you mumble? Can you mumble without making eye contact? Would you be willing to goof around with your coworkers while the customer grows impatient? Great, I think you'd be a good candidate for our management training program. We're gonna have you watch an 8-minute training video, then we'll put you on the front counter. People get their own drinks now, you just gotta hand them a cup. But when you hand them a cup, make sure your fingers are sticking down inside the cup. That's our policy. And just give them a bag of food and you're done. There's no need to say thank you because we wrote that on the trash box.
Cause I don't know where to look for love. I just don't know.
from Chicago, the Shy Lights. Hence the C-H-I, Shy Lights. Hey, people are upset about a school in Louisiana going on a four-day week. Parents are worried about the kids getting through education and getting enough of it. But the school says they needed to try to attract and retain teachers by doing a four-day work week. The parents want to know why their kids have to be home for another day. Or something like that, huh? Yeah, it's all about education, huh? 837 WRJM Local News, Tamlin's Hits with the Zombies.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with her charms, tell her no.
Together, if I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather?
so happy together. We're happy together.
Local news and timeless hits with the Turtles, Flo and Eddie, happy together at WRJN. You know, we always think people who run TV networks are geniuses. They're not. Here's a list of the worst TV decisions in history. You got this from Rolling Stone magazine. NBC canceling Freaks and Geeks. Fox turning down The Sopranos. They didn't like the show, thought it would be a bomb. And also Fox giving Chevy Chase his own late night show. I don't know if you remember that. It was embarrassing. Did you see that?
Oh, Cindy? God, yeah. Oh, it was horrible. Goldie Hawn was the first guest.
Oh, he was shaking. His hands were shaking. His voice was quivering. He said, thank you for joining me.
I remember that.
And here's a guy who's a performer in movies
on SNL,
live TV. He was on this show shaking. I think it lasted about a couple of nights, and then they pulled it.
That was, yeah, literally. And Goldie Hawn was on there, and you could see she felt. She felt for him. You know, she was like.
It was scary to see this guy shaking. And you know, I did a panel show once on Long Island, and I shouldn't have done it. I wasn't nervous, but it was a mistake having me do it. But I hosted the auction live on TV for 37 years, and I just never had a problem with it. But Chevy Chase, you figure this guy did live TV. So anyway, Fox, they turned down The Sopranos and decided to give Chevy Chase his own show.
That is such a really
I don't know how The Sopranos would have been on regular network TV. I mean, it was on HBO, so they could do the cursing, they could do all the violence.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a really good point.
It might have been a different show on Fox, but...
Well, they used to joke that Sopranos had more deaths than the actual mafia does. Seriously, what's the joke?
Want to hear a quick mob story?
Mom didn't even kill that many people.
My grandfather drove a hearse for 40 years in New York City. And in 1967, the head of the Lucchese crime family died of natural causes. And his name was Three Fingers Brown. He was the head of the Lucchese crime family.
Oh, boy.
And my grandfather drove the hearse with his body in it. When they got there, was like thousands of people there to go see him off and make sure he was dead. Anyway, so my grandfather had Three Fingers Brown in his hearse. That's our claim to fame. Well,
yeah, that's a big claim.
All right, Bob Seger, old time rock and roll.
Just take those old.
What's the first thing you think about when you hear this song? And you said...
underwear.
Tom Cruise
in his underwear.
Skating across the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
And then on SNL, Ron Reagan Jr. skated across the floor in his underwear to this song, too.
Classic. That was... oh, my gosh.
Okay, speaking about movies, my wife and I are going to see Rear Window. It's playing at the Marcus Renaissance this Sunday afternoon. So we're going to see Rear Window with James Stewart. And here's a great trivia question. Do you remember, well, they got all the windows across, again, a rear window. It's all basis of the picture. James Stewart spying on everybody in the apartment building across the way. Do you remember there's a window with a piano player in it?
Yes.
And that's the scene Alfred Hitchcock's in. He's adjusting the clock in this scene. Do you know who that guy is playing the piano?
No.
His name is Ross Bagdasarian. That's David Seville from David Seville and the Chipmunks.
No, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I would never kid you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's David Seville. His name is Ross Bagdasarian, his real name. And he tried to make an acting career, and he couldn't do it. And 5 years after that movie was made, he came out with the Chipmunks song, doing all the voices.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's David Seville. But that's the scene where Hitchcock is in. He's adjusting the clock while he's playing the piano.
I love that because he had to be... Hitchcock was in every single one of his movies. But, you know, if you're going to make only one scene, what a movie to be in.
Yeah. In The Birds, he was getting on a bus. Or actually, he tried to get on the bus, and the door closed on the bus and drove away without him. He was in that. He's in every movie. In The Man Who Knew Too Much with James Stewart, he was in a crowd scene. I'm trying to think. Rope. There's only one scene where it's not in the apartment, and that's on the street at the beginning, and Alfred Hitchcock's walking down the street at the beginning. I'm trying to think of all the other movies he's in.
I have forgotten where he was in North by Northwest.
Yeah, I forget that. There's a website you can go to, Where's Hitchcock, I think it is. They'll tell you every scene he's in. M. Night Shyamalan tries to do the same thing.
I love his movies.
He's in the new movie, Trap, and he's in a scene in that. He plays a pivotal scene. And one of the concert scenes. Anyway, so there you go. That's your Hitchcock fix for the morning. 8:49 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have. The kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have. They're sure to lure someone bad. So until you that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
Why do you build me a building?
baby doll. But although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
Build me up, Buttercup. Hey, we got lunch with the Brewers today. Yeah, 12:40 game. The Brewers will be in St. Louis. Third game in the series, take on the Cardinals. And then it's breakfast with the Packers Saturday at 10 a.m. Get your omelet, get your bacon and everything. Sit down and listen to the Packers when the Ravens come to Lambeau Field. The Ravens come to Lambeau Field Saturday morning broadcast time, 10 a.m. here at WRJN. And don't forget, Dick Rassefa returns to WRJN with high school football on Friday night. What game is it? Join us tomorrow morning at 7:15. Nick will be here talking all about it. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Cindy is up next. Cindy Huber, yeah. It's 8:59. Here's one of the rare songs the Beatles didn't record for Capitol Records. This was on VJ Records.
And last night I said these words.